DOE defends use of emergency orders in court filing, written by James Downing, and read by an automated voice. The U.S. Department of Energy argued its use of Section 202 of the Federal Power Act to keep retiring power plants online is well within its authority in response to an ongoing emergency on the grid. The department made that case in its first substantive brief on the appeal of Energy Secretary Chris Wright's first order in May 2025 to keep the J.H. Campbell coal plant in Michigan from retiring, which has been extended every 3 months since then. The orders have been challenged by state attorneys general and environmental groups in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Though Campbell had been approved to close in 2022 for economic reasons, things changed by 2025, the department told the court. Independent electric grid reliability authorities and the operators of MISO had identified an unexpected and sudden increase in the demand for electric energy in this region. DOE filed its brief March 17, and briefing in the case is scheduled to wrap up by April 10. A week after the Campbell order came out in May 2025, the department issued one keeping the Eddystone plant in Pennsylvania from retiring. It has issued several others to block retirements, all of which have been challenged by similar groups. The Campbell case is further along than others and is the first test of the Trump administration's use of 202 orders, which historically have been used to let power plants exceed emissions limits over a few days at the request of grid operators during periods of expected high demand. Overall, DOE has issued 12 such orders for 6 power plants, which the Sierra Club estimates have cost just under $235 million. Not one of these orders was requested by the relevant plant owner, grid operator, or state or regional regulator whose responsibility it is to keep the lights on, Sierra Club senior attorney Greg Wanier said at a roundtable on rising energy costs hosted by Senate Democrats on March 17. DOE argued in its brief that the Campbell emergency order is entirely consistent with the requirements of Section 202 and its history. Petitioners asked this court to upend the secretary's ability to address the emergency at hand, but their legal arguments contradict the plain text of Federal Power Act Section 202, DOE said. The statute broadly defines what constitutes an emergency for purposes of this specific provision. It does not limit the secretary to addressing unexpected or imminent circumstances. The department said the record confirms that electricity unexpectedly returned to demand growth after two stagnant decades because of electric vehicles, data centers, and reshoring of manufacturing. New supply is lagging that demand growth, it said. Section 202 authority is granted whenever the Secretary of Energy determines that an emergency exists because of a sudden increase in the demand for electric energy, or a shortage of electric energy, or of facilities for the generation or transmission of electric energy, or of fuel or water for generating facilities, or other causes, DOE said, quoting the law. The Secretary has conclusive discretion to use his judgment to respond as he deems best, upon his own motion and without notice, hearing, or report, DOE said in the brief. And the Secretary may expressly do so even if the chosen emergency response could conflict with environmental laws. Longstanding DOE regulations define emergencies in several ways, including extended periods of insufficient power supply as a result of inadequate planning or the failure to construct necessary facilities. The word temporary appears in Section 202, but DOE argued it modifies only connections of facilities and not a shortage of electric power. Nor are its responses required to be temporary. Regardless, there can be no dispute that the Secretary's action here has a logical endpoint, DOE said. Rather than purporting to require Campbell's operation in perpetuity, the Secretary limited the order in duration to align with the emergency circumstances. The fact that the Secretary has not indicated when the emergency will end does not mean he is exceeding his powers. Indefiniteness is not the same as permanence, the department argues. The law also allows the Secretary to renew the orders, which last 90 days. Before DOE was created in 1977, the Federal Power Commission wielded authority under 202. Of the 28 times it used that authority, 11 were for indefinite emergencies, and some were in effect for more than a decade, the department noted. Even as recently as 2005, DOE kept Merrin's Potomac River Generating Station open for over a year using the authority, it said. The statute also does not limit the secretary to any specific number of renewals, leaving the question of how long an emergency lasts to the secretary's discretion, DOE said. If the only emergencies covered by 202 were fleeting, near-term shortages, then Congress would not have authorized the secretary to renew orders for 90 days and beyond, it argued. Consumers Energy, owner of the Campbell plant, also filed a brief, but on the narrow issue that if the court does overturn the order, then it should be allowed to recover its costs for running it while the litigation plays out. FERC is responsible for cost recovery under 202 orders, so any court action should leave its rulings on the issue in place. Consumers duly complied with DOE's order requiring the plant to remain operational, the utility said in its brief. Consumers incurred substantial costs to do so, and FERC determined it is just and reasonable to allocate costs associated with the DOE order to customers throughout MISO.